Hello, this is Lucas Barfield, and you are tuned into the CV-19 report right here on Radio Tacoma. It is March 25th, 2020. This is a show where we are going to be going over all the local news, national news, and worldwide news on the current coronavirus outbreak that is sweeping the globe. We plan on getting some guests and to get some other people in to talk about this virus as we go forward. Today we have a little audio from the governor and some interesting news that it has come out of Taiwan on them fighting this virus. So let's go ahead and get started, and we will start here right here in the local area. So if you remember last week, the governor was asking people to stay at home, stay at home, stay at home. And he was just basically saying, please stay at home, but there wasn't really much behind it. And there's a lot of people saying, hey, governor, we need some more. There's some famous videos and pictures of people going out and about all over Washington. Parks were packed. So on Monday, March 23rd, the governor, Jay Inslee, issued a stay-at-home order that was to go into effect today. And actually, it went into effect today at midnight.
This is a human tragedy on a scale we cannot yet project. So it's time to hunker down in order to win this fight. So tonight, I am issuing a stay-home order to fight this virus. This is Washington's stay-home, stay-healthy order.
And so that means that everybody that is not working at an essential business,
the grocery stores, doctor's offices, and other essential businesses will remain open. This also does not prohibit people from merely going outside to enjoy a walk on a sunny spring day. So life will go on. But for all of us in every part of Washington, it has to do so with this in mind. Stay home. Stay healthy. The less time you spend out in public, the more lives we can save. The more time we can buy to fight the waves of this virus coming down on us now.
You can find a list of essential businesses over at coronavirus.wa.gov. And we'll talk more about those here in a second. But the essential businesses are still open. If you work in a non-essential business, then you are asked to stay at home and to close your business. They're also asking people things like weddings, funerals, any kind of gatherings where people are going to get together, to close those down, even sleepovers. I know my daughter is very disappointed about that, and my son too, a very favorite activity among kids. But they don't want people spreading the virus around, so they're asking everybody to stay at home. And so let's talk about the essential businesses. And so what is an essential business? So this will give you a clue about what is open out and about in town in case you need to go there. Of course, we have like the doctor's offices are open, emergency room, of course, healthcare offices are essential. We are learning that chiropractor massage are essential. Manufacturing is our essential. A lot of transportation is essential. However, they will be scaling back things like the buses and the sounder train. Haven't heard as many sounder trains running as they have in the past, so all that will be scaled back. The media has been labeled essential, so if you turn on your radio and the TV, a lot of those guys are getting together, but sort of adjusting to the new normal. It does not stop delivery from grocery stores and things like that. However, just a quick story. It's not really commentary. This is just a quick anecdotal story. Yesterday, my delivery driver delivered something to my house and was not taking everything too seriously. So you still want to be careful with this. The governor says that these things are enforceable by law. So that means you could get arrested for this. However, a lot of the sheriff and police departments are saying they're not coming out and arresting people. They're talking about taking people out of the jail, so it'd be kind of pointless to arrest people. But they're going to be taking an educational approach. No citations yet. Again, you can check out the economic impact of this. And more information about what's going on in the state over at coronavirus.wa.gov. There's some unemployment news coming out. We'll talk about that here in a minute when we get to the nation. But if you look at Washington State, you can go over and apply for unemployment at esd.wa.gov. So if you are in one of those non-essential businesses, restaurants, funeral homes, flower shops, the mall, retail stores, go over and check out esd.wa.gov, and you should be able to get some type of financial assistance. So let's talk about the numbers real quick. We're going to stick here right in Pierce County, and you can get these up-to-date numbers over at tpchd.org. That's Tacoma Pierce County Health Department.org. You can, or tpchd.org. Don't spell it out. I was just telling you the what it stood for there. So it is tpchd.org. You can keep up with all these numbers. So we had 19 new cases in one day. So there's 126 total in Pierce County. And I believe we're still sitting at one death. Luckily, we haven't had a lot of deaths here in Pierce County from this now. And we are certainly hoping that does not grow. However, I was looking at the numbers over in Gig Harbor, which is a little small community. They have 12 cases right there in that little small town. So if you're living in Gig Harbor, please be careful. Some interesting things. Things like Eddie Bauer and Tesla are getting in the game and donating. Tesla donated 50,000 masks to a local UW hospital. Microsoft is spending money getting a lot of cleaning supplies and stuff coming in, and they're going to be donating that. Mount Rainier is closing its doors. So on top of all the parks being closed, Mount Rainier has also closed its gates. However, I think there are some backcountry hikes still available. So that is what's going on in the Tacoma Pierce County area. I do have some messages out to some city council people about getting them on here to talk about this. If you are somebody in the local area and want to tell us about what's going on, send us an email at info@radiotacoma.org. They're having another show on Radio Tacoma that's going to be talking about how people are adjusting to this, and they're going to want to hear from you. So talk to us at info@radiotacoma.org. And this is Radio Tacoma 101.9, broadcasting over Tacoma airwaves. Oh, and then one more thing on the Washington area news. The cannabis stores are still open. They have been deemed essential. They have made some changes. I don't know about all of them, but a lot of them will have their doors closed, but they will be serving people out in the parking lot, running back and forth. So, and you still have to have your ID. You still have to be over 21. They'll have designated areas set up where you can pull in, and they'll I'll be able to serve you. They have, I'm guessing, online menus. As somebody who is really familiar with this industry, to help us work, help them work better through this, try to have your order all ready to go when you get there. Probably a lot of this running back and forth is going to be discouraged. So let's support our local cannabis shops and check them out. And other essential businesses out there that might be struggling, please help them, local businesses, the best you can. I think the big change will be okay, but let's support our local businesses. Okay, so if we're going to talk about the country right now, we are up above 35,000 cases. I'm sure that's even higher now as we speak. New York City is just having big time problems with this. They're up to over 30,000 cases. The doctor that's always on there, Dr. Fauci, I think his name was, Fauci, he said that 1 in 1,000 in New York City had this virus, and they are leaving New York. Some people are leaving and possibly spreading this out around the country. So that's what's going on in New York. They are ramping up PPE production. They're trying to put out about 10 million tests. So California, Nevada, Illinois, Louisiana, Washington, Nevada. I think I already said that. Let's see. Check this out. New York, of course, is shelter in place. There's lots of states that are shelter in place. They're growing by the day. We are now third in the world with confirmed cases. My home state of Alabama has 157 cases. The president got on the news yesterday and said he wants to have us back running at full capacity by Easter. He is saying he doesn't want the cure to be worse than the medicine. If we look around the country a little bit more, Dallas County, Texas has 155 cases with 4 deaths. They had 24 cases pop up with 2 deaths in one day. If we move over to D.C., Rand Paul tested positive. There's a D.C. police that have been tested positive, more than one. So another piece of news out of D.C. is the Senate has passed a stimulus bill, $2 trillion. There's a lot to it. Every adult gets $1,200. Every kid gets $500. Unemployment insurance is extended by 13 weeks. There's gig economy workers and other people are going to be included in this. A lot of people that might not be included for unemployment will be included with this bill. There, of course, is a lot of not so great things in this, but this has moved over to the House, and so the Democrats have to work on it, and then it has to go back to the Senate to get approved again, since they came up with it, and then the president will sign it. So I'm guessing about a week before this whole thing comes together. Yeah, I just heard on the news today, Atlanta is another hotspot that's going to be having big problems, and so this is kind of spreading around the country. We are still in the beginning stages of this. I know it does seem like it's been going on forever, but it's honestly just getting going here in the United States. And that is where we're going to move next, is to the world, where we can see a little more about what's going on with this. And it's not good news in a lot of places. So if we look over at Italy, which right now is the world hotspot for this, and I do have some good news coming up towards the end of this about what's going on in the world. So just hang tight. So so Italy has 800 deaths in one day, and then it went down to 600 and another 600 and something, and then back up again to 700 and something. So they're going back and forth. I heard freshly on the news this morning, and I'm probably rounding here. They're probably rounding here. But Italy had 70,000 cases diagnosed and 7,000 deaths. If you look at the number of people in Italy, which is 16 million people, and then you sort of extrapolate that over to our cities and the sizes of our cities and the number of people in the cities and the positive rates and the death rates, all that is lining up. So if you get a city like Atlanta, New York, Orlando, Los Angeles, even Seattle, which is, we would like to think of Seattle as a big city, but it's not super big. And so we're going to start seeing hotspots like this popping up in the country. So Italy is certainly somewhere to pay attention to, because literally this virus is just sort of running wild there right now. Very sad situation over there. The United Kingdom is having a lot of problems. I have a lot of friends that I pay attention to from the UK. They are having issues there. A lot of people are not being let off of work. Boris Johnson said they shut down everything, but it's not shut down. Like I just said, there are people, construction workers are still going to work. Of course, people like self-employed people are there having trouble. Now they have offered to pay 80% of people's salaries, so that is some help with that situation. But they are still working in the UK too. A friend in Ireland, he's still going to work at a 500-person factory there. So things are moving ahead in some countries still. So I wanted to talk about Taiwan real quick. And Taiwan, their president is a PhD. I say no fair. And their vice president is an epidemiologist. And Taiwan has, they were pretty much ready for this because they dealt with the bird flu and the H5N1 flu, which might be the bird, or the swine flu. They had also dealt with some of this stuff. So they were already sort of prepared for this. And the interview I heard yesterday on, I want to give her credit for it because I did hear it on her show, Rachel Bell's show on Cairo Radio. She did interview a lady from Taiwan who was an American working there, and her husband, and they're not allowed to leave the house without a temperature check. You can't even go in the grocery store without a mask on. You have to have a mask to be out in public. Things like that. Taiwan has had 2 deaths. Read a little more up on Taiwan. I'm going to research that for the next show. And maybe we can get somebody on from Taiwan to talk about what they are doing. Because that is a really good example to look to about how to defeat this virus. I am looking for people to be national and local and international correspondents for this show to help me do some research and check in via audio on this. That will help me do it for a couple different reasons. So this has been the CV19 report with Lucas Barfield. If you have something going on in Tacoma that you'd like to tell us about, hit us up at info@radiotacoma.org. And if you would like to get on the air on the CV19 report and tell us about what's going on in your local community, you can contact me at lucasbarfield@gmail.com. So thanks for tuning in, and hope everybody has a great, happy, and healthy day. Thank you.